America.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's nuclear power provider says that Russian forces have blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
The alleged kidnapping apparently took place not long after Russian President Vladimir Putin escalated his war in Ukraine by annexing four Ukrainian regions. The capture of Ihor Murashovde, the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, was seen as a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold on the newly annexed territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed treaties to absorb the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, including the area around the nuclear plant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ramzan Kadyrov, head of Russia's region of Chechnya, said on Saturday that Moscow should consider using a low-yield nuclear weapon in Ukraine after a major new defeat on the battlefield. As Russia confirmed the loss of its stronghold of Lyman in eastern Ukraine, Kadyrov slammed top commanders for their failings and wrote on Telegram, quote, "In my personal opinion, more drastic measures should be taken." He was speaking a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin proclaimed the annexation of four Ukrainian regions, including Donetsk, where Lyman is located, and placed them under Russia's nuclear umbrella, saying Moscow would defend the lands it had seized, in his words, with all our strength and all our means. Russia has the world's largest atomic arsenal, including low-yield tactical nuclear weapons that are designed to be deployed against opposing armies. The death toll of a suicide bombing in a Kabul classroom has risen to 35, according to the UN on Saturday, as Shiite Hazara women bore the brunt of the attacks